welcome everybody on BBS.
Feels good to be live.
This is another Monday Night Wild Card call, which we don't know what we're going to discuss. Maybe Dr. Ging will do another interview. Welcome to Monday Night Wild Card call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Phyllis.
It's Phyllis and Squim.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hello.
Anybody else?
It's Christopher Dean from Sedona.
Hi, Christopher. Christopher.
Hi,
Dr. Dean.
Hello, Christopher.
Hi. Hello.
Ni hao, Dr. Ying.
Hello.
Welcome to the Monday Night Wild Card call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Positive greetings from Sedona, Antonio.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi,
everyone.
Ni hao, Phyllis.
Hi.
Raiden's drinking a lot of beer today.
Welcome to the Monday Night Wild Card call. Would you like to say your name and location? Only if you want to.
Yes, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
I'd like to say your name and location.
We drowned you out with your greeting, Wynn.
Welcome to the Monday Night Wild Card call. Would you like to say your name and location? You scared him off.
Hello to everybody in BBS.
Wild Card.
On the radio. Don't call it the Wild Card, because it's not a Wild Card tonight. We're having Dr. Ging as a guest.
Oh, welcome to the Dr. Ging Show. Would you like to say your name and location?
No, it's not the Dr. Ging Show. God.
Too late now.
Welcome to the Dr. Ging interview
show
today on Monday. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio. Costa Mesa.
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie, is she?
Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, sweetheart.
Welcome to the Monday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, everybody.
Is that better?
No one cares if you're on tonight because Dr. Ging is on.
That's not true.
Particularly if Dr. Ging is on.
Raiden?
Yes.
You know, if you want to do a good deed right now, you can call Morgan up and conference her in.
I'm walking out in the desert. I don't got a pin or anything.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location? Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Roger in Austin.
Roger. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Good evening.
Is that Wanda?
Yes. Hi, Wanda.
I hear your static, Wanda.
I'm staticky.
Not too bad.
Barely your voice.
Roger?
Yes.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Would you like... I should ask Dr. Ging. Dr. Ging.
Yeah.
Would you like to try doing some... diagnosing people?
Yeah,
Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
But yeah, it's Lauren Clark, Sports Washington.
Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, Lauren. Lauren. Let me go back to Roger. Roger.
Yes.
Would you like us to do you?
Do me.
Do you?
Okay, yes. I'd like to have myself done.
All right. And
this is a family show win.
Would Bonnie like to have Dr. Gink do you?
Hello.
Hi, Bonnie. Yeah, just talked to you. I just talked to you this morning. Yeah.
Yes, so that wouldn't really be fair, but I would love to have some more energy.
But did you say it wouldn't be fair?
Yes, because I spoke. Dr. King graciously called me yesterday morning before the call. So we spoke about what problems I've been having, and he called to let me know he was going to be
all right, all right. Place. I got the idea. You're on the track already. All right.
All right.
Juliet, I know you're shy. You don't have to answer. But if you want to answer, would you like Dr. Ging to look at you over the phone?
Is he here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Juliet.
I'm sorry. All right. How about who else is here? That's
Lauren.
In trouble.
Antonio, Don, Lauren.
Debbie's here.
Lauren. Debbie, yeah.
Debbie, you're not in trouble, are you, Debbie?
Well, let's see, I'm out of work. how much trouble do you need?
Dr. Ging, can you give her a job?
I'll have to see that she can sleep well, can see well and hear well, then
right,
have a job.
Right.
Yeah.
Lauren, shall we do you?
Sure. I'm in trouble.
Okay.
Yes.
Your cheering squad says yes, Lauren.
Welcome to the Monday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio and everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Not on.
All right. Now, I am going to start. All right. And Hive isn't here, so I have to mute everybody.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is August 10th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Now, who is echoing there? Let me see here. If there's anyone that's unmuted, should be muted. Lauren and Terry, keep it down, okay? Hello, Judy Kane. Are you there?
Judy Kane.
Wynn, I'm here, but I'm going in the pool, so I don't know if you can get me right away.
Oh, no, we love to talk to people underwater.
I got to tell you an amazing thing. You want me to tell you an amazing thing that happened today, though?
I'm recording.
What?
Get closer to the mic. Just as a quick introduction, there's always people that tune in that are tuning in and don't know who Dr. Ging is. I discovered him maybe 6 weeks ago. I went to a talk he gave, and I said, I think this guy is good. He's a healer. It's not what he said in his talk, but he had this wild energy. And I had taken three other people that I thought would appreciate a good healer. But I wasn't sure I was endorsing him yet. Would you like to say your name in your city? Never mind. And let me get rid of all those things. Hang on a second.
Wynn, I have to reserve a lane, so that's why I have to leave. Let me know. So get on as soon as you can. Yeah.
Judy?
Yes. You ready?
Just one more second, okay?
I'll give it a little, so don't worry.
Okay. So in any case, all these people started getting sessions from him. Now, what does he do in a session? I talked about it last week. If you listen to last Monday's call, you can hear my interview with him. But I'll tell you, it's not like anything I have ever seen. I've watched the sessions. I've seen miracles happen. You know, he starts. He's very learned in the medical professions. He studied both Western medicine and Chinese medicine. He's a licensed acupuncturist. He's got a PhD. But he has all that knowledge to draw on. But when he was using it, he wasn't getting results. And he asked God to help him. And he started getting guidance. And he does the strangest things when he works on people. And people that have been had chronic problems for many years, that tried every alternative therapy, started getting results after they saw him. So I'm going to turn it over to Judy King. Let's see who's making all this noise here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Judy.
Good. I'm reserving the thing. Okay. Let me just say this. This is Judy and my husband, Terry, in California. Doctor, to God be the glory. Dr. King, I'm Judy King. Dr. King is a humble, wise man. And he worked very complimentary with his associate, Reverend William. And we got tangible results, which is, as a matter of fact, I was just listening to a promise of a network marketing product, and I was listening to the same old, same old, and I was raising my hand to God and saying, which I said during his treatment, may the Holy Spirit fill me, may I know that power divine. I was giving that praise because this was not another good idea, good promise, but no, there was tangible results. So I'll just tell you this really quick before I go in the pool, and I'll be on again. So my husband, who has this esophageal stricture where you cannot, it closes up, you have to have an operation. He's able to eat only with liquid and soft food, and he was very lucky because he didn't really have it get to the worst level, but it was a constant issue. It is gone since they worked on him and removed the block, okay? And he went to see his very advanced osteopath at a major hospital university that's been seeing for many years, because we're alternative. He's an osteopath, and he does hands-on. So Terry told him what happened. He said, don't put it in the record for a few different reasons. And the osteopath, he said, after he worked on Terry, he says, you can't fake this. You can't just pretend it away. He says, let me know next time they come here. That's what he said. And so that was a very tangible, okay? And then I have...
Judy, how long has Terry had that problem?
Years. His father, he had it genetically. It got worse as he got older. His father had to have an operation for it. His brother has it. It's where your esophagus gets narrow. And mm-hmm. the only way is you have to open it. It's you know how Western medicine, where you go through cutting and you know, all that kind of stuff. It's the last resort. So it was livable, but it was not happy, you know. It's not painful, but except when you eat. So we had it down with soups and soft foods and all kinds of stuff like that. And then, but now that it's gone, he even had some filet mignon, if I should say, last week. Just a little bit, you know, because that was...
Don't tell that to Dr. Ging.
Well, you can't eat meat. We're on low carb, and we're on kind of a keto, so you can't eat that. He didn't eat a lot of it. You can't eat that at all on this when you have that issue. So,
that's all right.
I know you're joking. You're doing a great job, Terry. You're doing a great job, you know, making the link. Wynn got the light bulb, is this the right thing? So anyway, and then so many other things, you know, like our livers got cleaned, our so many things. Now, but let me, another tangible that I had is I got to get in the pool because they were with the COVID, you have to reserve. So I got a cataract removed, okay, and that wasn't my only problem, but the opaque cloudy is gone, and it was about a week ago or more, and it gets better and better, you know, it gets better and better where I can see better, you know, clearer and clearer, like when it came out, I noticed a difference, but then when, as the time has gone by, I've noticed it, and of course, well, this major reset is inspiring me to stay with my health. Terry and I, our health program, even stronger than ever. So anyway, you guys are going to love hearing about it, and God bless. And so that was pretty tangible. I gave you the tangibles. There's more, but I could, you know, it's pretty.
Let me ask you one question.
Sure.
Did you notice it? Did you have a tangible result after the first time you saw him?
Yes. Yes. Well, the combination of Reverend William and Dr. Ging. But yes, Dr.
Right.
Right away, like I have floaters with my vision, and that started to clear up right away when I saw Dr. Ging with, you know, the night that night. So, yeah.
How about Terry? Did Terry have a shift the first time you saw him?
Terry didn't see him that night. Terry had the tangible result the next day. It was quite dramatic.
The next day. Okay.
Yeah.
First time. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about Terry Brown now. We're talking about
Terry
Kane,
right.
Her husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Judy was gracious enough to let Dr. Ging, even before she knew how good he was, to let him stay at her condo in Oceanside, which he loved, Judy.
I know, We're very bonded with them now because we missed them when they left and everything, definitely. And I saw,
right.
It wasn't just us, I saw a lot of people. They would go in and kind of, you know, ashen-faced, and then they'd come out. Very, you know, beautiful color and like very, very lot of love. Everybody was loving everybody because they were feeling better.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing. Jump back in the pool.
Okay. I'm going to listen to the recording. Enjoy your call.
But just think, Judy, when you jump in the call, just think of yourself being baptized. That's all.
I do a lot of prayer. My best prayer in the pool is thank you to the source that animates my life. I always say thank you to the source that animates my life.
Okay.
I wouldn't have... Our power went out in the building yesterday, and I thought about God in the sense that he animates our life. The higher source, without that power, there is no electricity coming through. So anyway, that's all I'll say. I'm very, as you can see, I'm very animated.
Okay. Hey, Judy, would you mute yourself? Do a star six, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to mute. Okay.
Thank you. And let me see. Terry Brown, would you do a star six and unmute yourself? Hello?
Hello?
No, Terry Brown, I'm trying to get her so we can hear her.
I know, I'm unmuted.
There we go. We hear you. Now, just to mention, some 30, 35 years ago, Terry slipped somewhere and had a severe hip problem. And,
I broke my hip.
She broke her hip, and the doctors were trying to convince her to get a hip replacement. But she didn't want to do
it. Dead.
They said it was dead. Then
yeah,
she had a mini... She had a mini miracle there. This famous guy, when she used to tell me the famous guy came, in those days, I used to think she was totally crazy, all right?
Yeah, because the famous guy died like 50 years before that.
Yeah, his name was Gurdjieff, all right? And she said, she told me, Gurdjieff came and said he wanted to heal me, but he wanted to get inside my body. And I said, no, I'm not going to let you in my body. So then he said, well, let me see what I can do from outside your body. And then Terry said she felt energy spinning in her hip, energy centers, and that there was life in it. Now, it didn't,
and
it wasn't
the x-ray showed it, too.
The x-ray showed it. So it was a mini miracle, but it was not perfectly healed. And in the last years, it's been giving her pain. She's had trouble walking. She's had to use a cane. Her two legs are different lengths. Now, they're still different lengths, okay? I'm waiting for that miracle to happen where they become the same length. But she saw Dr. Ging, and I watched two times that she was worked on. And the second time, Reverend William or Reverend Bill was also there, and they were working together, and he does an alternative thing, a complementary thing to what Dr. Ging does. And Terry, for the first time in a long time, is walking without a cane, is being able to move her hip, and she has much less pain. Of course, now I just told your testimonial, but why don't you tell it in your own words?
Yeah, it keeps getting better. Dr. Ging had some capsules that he formulated, and I'm taking those every day. And it's been continuing. I wake up in the morning, and it feels better, and it moves better. The range of motion, which I had practically none before, is coming up, getting better and better. So I really thank you, Dr. Ging, and also Reverend Bill.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony.
And one of the things about Dr. Ging is he is very low-key. When I saw him give his talk, he never talked about miracles that happened when he worked on anybody. he's reserved. And he's kind of... Now, I say this not in a derogatory manner, okay? He's kind of spacey, almost similar to how Terry is spacey, okay? And somebody has to remind him, we got an appointment coming. And he's been doing this for 40 years. And given the kind of results he gets, he should be world famous with people standing in line. Since I'm starting to talk about him, people are standing in line because it's easier for someone else to talk. I wish somebody would talk about me sometimes, okay? Because it's easier for someone else to talk about you than to talk about yourself. People think, oh, he's just trying to get business. Oh, he's just trying to be famous, you know? And so, you know, as you all know, when I talk about myself, I don't even say I'm talking to the Elohim, especially if there's new people. I always say there's this intelligence that says they're the Elohim, which is different. It puts the onus on the person to explore it and see, could that really be true? Okay, and who are the Elohim anyway? And of course, we've had
thousands of conversations.
And
the people that keep listening. Now, somebody's who's making noise there in the background?
White. We're a little bigger and red.
All right. I'm going to check my console and see who's talking, if I can figure it out. But let's have. I want to have perfect silence, because if he's going to do a diagnosis, and if he's going to tune into somebody over the ethers, and I want to say, if anyone's listening, this is for entertainment purposes, and nobody should believe everything he says. Although we only did this one other time, and it was with Helen in Virginia Beach. Helen, are you on the line? No. Okay. And he hit everything on the nose. Okay? And, you know, he believes, he's one of those people that had, you've heard me say many times that it's one's intent that connects them up to the higher realms. It's not just saying, it's not just asking. It's not just saying, Elohim, do this. Elohim, do that. You need to ask with intent. And when you ask a higher source something with intent, high intent, it's another way of saying prayer, okay? But since they don't say they're God in the way we think about God, I try to avoid using the word prayer. But nonetheless, that word fits it, okay? And when he studied medicine, and he was practicing on people, and he was really unhappy with the results he was getting using traditional Chinese medicine and traditional Western medicine. He was skilled in both modalities. And so he started asking God, help me, give me guidance. And believe it or not, he heard an answer. And this is what he explained last week. And what he believed to be God was guiding him to do various things that had never been done before. And I can tell that when he works on somebody, he can feel them. He can feel their energies in their bodies. Right. And I can feel it. I could feel him feeling it. Now, if I was trained, maybe I could do that. But I'm not trained. But he knew what he was feeling because he was trained. And then we did it over the phone a couple of weeks ago. And he seemed to be very accurate. So this is like an experiment, and we're going to work with a couple of people here that have problems. Dr. Ging, it's you who's making all that background noise. Are you moving your phone around?
No, it's the neighbor.
It's your neighbor? tell them to be quiet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. It's late in the house. I didn't know he turned the CD on. Anyway, I turned it off.
Okay, good. All right. So let me see here. We were going to do this with Lauren. And Lauren, are you there? Hello, Lauren.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Now speak right up to the phone. I want everybody to be completely quiet, but particularly Dr. Ging, except when he talks.
Okay.
Because there's still a lot of noise coming from your phone, Dr. Ging.
Oh, sorry.
Like, you got to be careful. If you move around and you touch your phone, it you don't realize you're making noise.
Oh, I see.
But okay. It rubs against the microphone, and it makes all kinds of clacketing sounds. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Dr. Ging. And
yeah. Okay, yes. Hi, Roland. Yes, this is Christopher.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. You are the one. You live in the. Tell me what do you do for a living? So I can get a little background information from you. Do you live in Washington State?
In Washington State, in Fort Washington. Basically retired.
Mm-hmm. Retired. So what do you do for a living prior to retirement? Do you work in a company?
I've always been like an independent consultant.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work for companies or anything like that. A private contract, and a lot of volunteer work. Sciences and technologies and troubleshooting.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Supposed unsolvable problems.
Wow. So you're the thinker, right? Your mind just cannot. How many hours are you able to sleep at night? Can you sleep for 3 hours, 4 hours?
No. But I have a tremendous difficulty in actually getting sleep.
Why?
I have severe tinnitus, and
right.
You know,
that's what I'm saying.
And also hypersensitivity to sound, and so it sort of like prevents me from sleeping.
So what I see is
waking up too.
Right. What I see is that your lightheartedness is so strong. It's like your sympathetic nervous system. Your sympathetic overdriven. That means your sympathetic nervous system is always running, and that your parasympathetic nervous system never kick in. That means they're peace. That means that will disrupt your sleep. And also making you pee a lot at night. That will further disrupt your sleep. And that, without good sleep, Roland, you're going to have tremendous brain pressure in your cranial nerve system. That can cause the tinnitus, can cause the poor food assimilation, and that means when you eat, you may feel bloated, you may feel full. How's your appetite?
I haven't been able to do that in a while.
Okay. So for you to really help you overcome your health issues, number one, you have to sleep at least 7 hours during the summer, 8 hours during the winter. And then, and I can help you to get the blood pressure, the cranial nervous system, which involve your olfactory cranial nerves, involve your locomotor cranial nerves, even your vision won't be so good. And whenever this cranial nervous system has problems that can affect your vision, affect your hearing, affect your breathing, I believe that your breathing is shallow as well. So anyway, I need to work on your cranial nervous system so you can sleep well. 2 or 3 hours, you can sleep 2 or 3 hours, then you wake up, you go to the bathroom, and you come back. Sometimes you ever sleep, sometimes you're not able to sleep. It's not good, because then eventually, and you're not going to have energy during the day. Also, you build up the pressure, so much blood pressure. How's your vision? I'm concerned about your vision, also your hearing. And that's why I disturb your sleep. And your stomach, too. Is that a problem there with your,
well,
your vision?
Vision-wise, I have cataracts. And if you look at the nighttime sky, look at the moon, crescent moon, I see a pinwheel. everything is foggy and distorted, but I see a pinwheel, and the both eyes do that, and the smelling, for instance, I have all but two of the sinus cavities completely full.
That's right. Yeah. So all this relates to your cranial nerves. There are 12 pairs of cranial nerves, which really monitor your 5 senses. You know, your memory, and your cognition, your vision, your hearing, your smelling, your tasting, breathing,
yeah,
on and on. So this is why I need to take care of that. Otherwise, like I said, you are sympathetic, over-driven system. You're sympathetic, overworked. So I need to to unload sympathetic nervous system, and then you sleep well. Otherwise, you may have. Could be high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. All these will come in. You know, they will gradually creep in. Yeah. So, and also you feel tired, you know.
Exhausted all the time.
I'll be in Seattle area, and I talked to, I think her name is, what's her name?
Phyllis.
And because you're a genius, and you need, your light energy is great, your light consciousness is great, but you need more cooling system. But your cooling system is not working. Your firing system is working very high. So in the car, you know, if your radiator, if your thermostat, your fan, your coolant is not working, then you cannot drive the car for too long because they will heat up. If that's what you do, that's what's happening to you. Okay, so I'm going to get your cooling system, which involves your cranial nerve system, your liver, your gallbladder. They're on fire now. So you need the medical pharmacist to put out a fire, and then your energy will be up, and then you can do your genius work and your research work. Okay?
Yeah.
Any questions? So you won't have this flint. You'll have this vision problems. You see the clear sky. You enjoy seeing the stars, the moons. Yeah, the moon. Yeah.
Dr. Ging.
Yes.
Phyllis, hap- Phyllis happens to be Lauren's friend. And she does cranial sacral adjustments on him. You know what that is? Cranial sacral?
Yes, I do. That's what I mean. Cranial means the cranial nerve system. Cranial sacral. Yeah, I do that. But I do needles. So use the hand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And until you get to see Lauren, she had asked me the question, can you tell her the points to push on his forehead or on his head that could help relieve some of that? Can she do it with her hands?
Very good question, yeah. You got to do both. Because one, you got to do the same time. Otherwise, it won't work. What you do here is you want it really to balance your sympathetic overdriven system. That means, and number one, you can put your thumb, or you can put your knuckles, your index finger, that little thicker knuckle. You can just do counterclockwise on your third eye, which is about 1 inch above your eyebrow. You know, the point right in between your eyebrow, and you go 1 inch higher in the frontal area. Okay, the midpoint of your eyebrow, you go 1 inch higher, and that's your third eye. And use your second knuckle of your right index finger. You just do counterclockwise, and that will. If you can do the full eye crystal, I use the full eye, FLUORIDE, full eye crystal. And if they
fluoride, have, fluoride.
The little points, you can point that out there. You can do that. Or you can use your thicker knuckle of index finger. But you have to do counterclockwise. Clockwise will tense you up, will make your nervous system overstimulate. But if you do counterclockwise with your, put your thickened knuckle or your finger and you just massage that area. Massage, but do counterclockwise, and then that will cool you down. And also, meanwhile, if you have some spouse or if someone love you, you can do the bottom seat. So what you can do is that if you say, I don't have any spouse, nobody loves me at this moment, you can love yourself by getting the fish tank. You can fill with hot water and put one cup of Epsom salt. You love yourself. And you can soak your feet with hot water with one cup of Epsom salt. And that will help your tinnitus. And you help you sleep. And also with the magnesium malate. Magnesium is M-A-G-N-E-S-I-U-M. That's bilater. That's bilate. It's Lauren, you're such a powerful soul. Your heart constriction. There's a lot of constriction. Pinch nerve. You're tight. So with magnesium malate, M-A-L-A-T-E, with the apple acid based magnesium. You take that, and you take the 2,000 milligrams, and that will dilate you, and that will make you relax, okay? Or you can take the some relaxer, like oxide relaxer, lavender oil that can help you there, relax you, okay? The massage, you got to do when you massage your third eye, you soak your feet with hot water, with Epsom salt, one cup of Epsom salt, okay? And that will help sleep better. But anyway, the bottom line, you can do a lot of cranial sacral therapy. I don't see it's going to be effective until I go to Seattle area, or say Washington, to lead the brain pressure is like the hot water heater. When the hot water heater is so much pressure there, you have to turn on the pressure release valve. It's not many, the most conventional or traditional sequence, the cranial sequence dolphins, it's not enough. It's not, they don't release the brain pressure. So this is why I use needles. And I can release that pressure release, you know, I call pressure release valve. I can release that, you say you're here. You know.
Lauren, did you understand that, Lauren?
Yeah.
You did.
And then I guarantee you, your tinnitus will go away. Tinnitus will tell you what your cochlea, your auditus, your cochlea area, too much pressure. We need to release that pressure, and then the noise, the high pitch noise, will go away very very quickly. I'm part of one of the one of a kind doctor know how to do tinnitus. I haven't heard any doctor in this world they can do tinnitus yet. But if you do, let me know. But I know the secret that it's the pressure, the cranial nerve area that need to be attuned. It's like harmonic, very quiet. Like Roland was holding his Obama, is holding Roland in her bosom. That has soothing energy. It's very like fine barren, very, very soothing, calming, loving, relaxing. Yeah. So what I'll do here is Roland, you need a lot of cheating love. Like mama's final red love, like you were holding by mama, yeah, by your mom when you were a little baby, and then you'll be healed. I just look forward to seeing you in either September or early October.
Okay. One question here.
Go ahead.
A question here. I can't seem to meditate or anything like that because it's because I can't get in the alpha or theta state anymore. I just bounce right out of it. Would this have something to do with that too?
Yeah, because you cannot do meditation there because your cranial nerve, your EEG, your insufferable electromagnetic. In soft form wave, its frequency is so high. You're so much vibration. Like I said, your light energy, your synthetic vibration is way, way too high. So we need to do counterclockwise. And that's why you do counterclockwise. What you can do is you can inhale.
Write it down.
You can only get inhale from the distorted energy from the bottom of your feet. But all the way from your back of your body, from posterior body, and just visualize the energy at the bottom of your feet. Okay, can you visualize that now? Just visualize there's the energy right at the bottom of your feet, and you draw that, you visualize that, and then you use your visualization to pull that energy from the bottom of your feet and from the posterior of your body, on the backside, from popliteal, from your hamstring, and to all the way to your sacral area, your sacral. And for sacral area, you keep inhale. Just lift up. As you inhale, lift up with the energy from behind your feet, all the way to the top of your head. But from the backside.
Okay.
Backside of your body. We'll go posterior side. Not anterior side. Not in front. Okay, you have to backside. Because that's a lot of Then you when you pull the energy from the bottom of your feet all the way to your top of your head, then you exhale. That means what?
All right.
The fire out. You release the fire. I call it the valve release. Your pressure release valve is open up. So that you can do that for yourself. Can you do that? Let's do that. Let's do that. Okay, now, visualize. Let's end here. Can you do that? You do a few more times, and then your thoughts go out, and you can meditate. All right?
Okay.
You do that. Yeah. And,
Are there any...
Lauren,
do I have any...
Lauren.
Remaining?
Yeah. Lauren. Listen, I promised we were going to do Tom Herbst, and
right.
Later. And the question you just asked, I don't think he can answer right now. Okay. Thank you, Lauren, for volunteering. And Tom, are you there?
Thank you.
Tom Herbst, let me hear a star six.
I have a question.
I don't.
Let me ask you that. Tom, yeah. What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? Are you retired? Are you still working?
Listen, I Dharmananda, yeah. We'll do you next week, okay? Because I called on Tom. If you were there earlier, I would have talked to you, but you came on too late. And I told Tom we would do him. So.
Okay.
Unless he's not there for some reason. Tom, are you there? Hello, Tom. Tom Herbst, are you unmuted? Let me just go look at my computer, because I know he was very excited to do this, okay? But Dharmananda, I know I asked him about your problem, and he said he thought he could do it. Okay?
The scoliosis and the...
Yes. But don't answer him now, Dr. Ging. Okay?
Sure.
Just a second here. I'm just going on my computer here. Just a moment.
Yes.
Just a moment, please. Thank you. I see Helen Yeager. I can't find Tom. Okay.
Roger? You mentioned Roger at the start.
Bonnie there?
Oh, wait, was that Roger?
Roger. Yeah.
Roger. Are you there, Roger? Star six, if you're there.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
We hear you.
Okay.
Okay, we only listen. We're supposed to be off in 3 minutes, but we'll go for an extra few minutes, and then we'll go over. Antonio can go to Whole Planet Healing, but we have Roger, and what's your last name, Roger?
Newcomb.
In what city?
Austin, Texas.
Okay. And go ahead, Dr. Ging.
Yes.
We have Roger on, and
yes.
You might have to ask him some questions to tune into him. So go ahead.
Okay, Roger, you're in Texas, and
I'm in Texas.
Okay. What do you do? What do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
How about before retirement?
I was in the Air Force for 20 years, and then after I retired, I was in a succession of sales jobs, not very successfully, but
yeah.
I haven't done anything for about 15 years now. No.
Yeah, I see that. How's your stomach? How's your digestive system? To me, that do you drink coffee?
One cup a day.
Yep. You wake up 2-3 times at night?
Yeah, I generally I sleep maybe 3 or 4 hours, and then I'm up. I wake up, and then I have trouble getting back to sleep. I'm probably averaging 5 or 6 hours a night. So,
you only sleep maybe 5-6 hours a night?
Yeah.
It's not too bad, but you're 2 hours in bed. You're 2 hours short. But for one day, if for one day, you know, 2 days, you're short, you're 2 hours short for one day or two or a week or month, but you've been doing that for too long. That's why I affect your liver. And you have problems with how's your cholesterol?
Your cholesterol is okay.
And also, I'm concerned about your libido. And are you married?
No, I'm divorced. I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's better. Because anyway, you're not ready yet.
Right.
Yeah. That's why you need to get that your prostate, because you go to pee as well at night, right?
Not so often. Maybe once a night.
Oh, it's not too bad then. Okay. Anyway, you feel tired. You're frustrated. And your neck, your low back need to be attuned. And how's your neck and low back?
My back is okay. My neck is kind of pitched forward a little bit. I'm 81 years old, so I'm getting a little bit of a stoop. So it upsets me.
Yeah. Well. How's your vision? You know, I'm concerned about your vision. You know, your night
vision is fair. I'm having trouble with my left eye. About 15 years ago, I suffered a ischemic neuropathy with